This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I am very, very happy that we will be there live on June 20th for our next live show. So please join us for that in Cape May. The Grand Hotel is a beautiful place to stay, so make your June midweek stay now. Susan Crabtree is an investigative journalist, and she has been all over the Secret Service story from day one. I don't think there's anyone better out there who has come up with more insights and research into what's been happening at the Secret Service, everything from Butler to the DEI to the lack of morale today. She's also the author of a must-read book on California. We'll get into that as well, but she joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Susan Crabtree, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Rich. Very busy, but doing well.
Good. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today on this very busy day. This audio that we have of this Secret Service confrontation that took place at former President Barack Obama's house, and these two women who were there, and this happened at like, what, 2:30 in the morning or something like that?
That's right. 2:30 last week, Tuesday morning.
All right. 2:30 last week, Tuesday. It's kind of all coming to light now. So let's play a clip for everybody. And I know, Susan, since everybody can see you as well, we can get your reaction to this. So here's the actual, let's see if I can, the video of the fight here between the two women Secret Service agents outside of former President Barack Obama's residence last week. One of the officers called the supervisor, told the supervisor to come. This is cut 28. This is video now where you can see the fight, and it does not have any audio, but we can describe it for you. And then let's go to cut 29. This is now the officer calls a supervisor to come and take a listen to that. Cut 29. Okay. I will whoop this girl's ass. Susan Crabtree, this sounds like it cannot possibly be the Secret Service. This sounds like this could be some sort of, I don't know, school guard in Philadelphia or something like that.
Yeah, or Jerry Springer show. It's really disconcerting to know that this is what this individual, she's a member of the uniform division, which is kind of like a Secret Service police. Their main mission is to guard the White House itself. But she thinks it's appropriate behavior when another Secret Service agent, officer was late in coming to relieve her. That's the that was the origin of the fight. That was what she was upset about. And the fact that this person decided to call on a recorded line and use expletives, threatening a fellow officer, it's just the height of the epitome of unprofessional behavior. And it's raising serious concerns again about whether the Secret Service is committed to getting rid of its DEI policies, its hiring practices that date back to President Obama and were accelerated under President Biden. Certainly, Trump has said he has issued an executive order saying we're going to jettison these policies. And what's come of it at the Secret Service? There is no transparency into what's happened other than they did put, like every other agency, put their DEI officials, those devoted to DEI programs within the agency, on paid administrative leave. That's all we know as of now.
Now, you know, I was on Newsmax today talking about this, and I brought up the fact that you had written about a whistleblower last year who came forward and said that the DEI policies cost him a promotion. And immediately the Democrat on the panel jumps in and goes, you know, there's no evidence that this is attributable to DEI. But we know there was a whistleblower who came forward, Susan Crabtree, because you wrote about it at Real Clear Politics.
That's right. His name is Rashid Ellis. He has a lawsuit against the Secret Service detailing how he believed that he was denied a promotion and that the that a woman agent got that. And also a racketeering, almost to that level, a conspiracy against him to deny him a position in a drone, the drone division that focuses on drones. It's unbelievable what they did to this person, and it just shows the type of leadership that Kimberly Cheadle under President Biden was running before she was forced out after the assassination attempts. She basically accused this agent of alcoholism when he was a teetotaler and was very well known to be a teetotaler, and put him on administrative leave and threatened his security clearance. Basically, because he kept applying for this promotion and speaking out about it when he was denied and passed over for a woman. So he believes that the assassination attempts, especially the one in Butler, had everything to do with DEI hiring policies. And as you know, as we discussed before, there were three female agents, one that was extremely experienced and was in charge of the site security at Butler, and that the congressional reports and an independent review board said she was inexperienced and had no business leading the site security for that day.
You know, the drone thing, too, because you remember that day that the guy was calling like a 1-800 number or something, I guess like the help desk at Staples or Best Buy to try to figure out how the drone would work. This is the day of the Butler assassination attempt on the president. So clearly that was a division that needed a lot of help. So that really burns me right there. But thinking of this fight outside of former President Barack Obama's home and the uniform division, and I've dealt with these agents every time I've been to the White House, they're always very professional, intimidating. At least the people that are there now all seem to be very, very competent. But I mean, the idea that you could have this kind of a Jerry Springer level fight, and these agents or these officers are distracted, is a threat to a former president. So you would imagine the left would be screaming about this as well and saying, you know, why are we not putting the best on the best on Barack Obama? Do we not care about his life? Is this the kind of quality agent you'd put on him? Nope, crickets. In fact, even suggesting the notion that these are DEI hires gets blasted with, well, now you're just being racist.
I know. I mean, it's incredibly troubling to me that you can't even talk about DEI in this context. Last year, before the assassination attempts, we had another issue that raised DEI questions before the assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. And that was involving another female agent who had a mental breakdown at Joint Base Andrews. She was attached to Kamala Harris's detail. And she had a scuffle with her supervising officer. She had a gun on her, so they had to wrestle her to the ground and relieve her and carry her out in handcuffs. And that too raised DEI concerns. And I found out through my reporting that the then director, Kimberly Cheadle, when she was in charge of the training center, the Secret Services Training Center, approved this woman, let her pass through, even though she failed several training tests. So this is a problem about lowering of standards. You can call it DEI, or you can call it lowering of standards across the board, because they have been very difficult in recent years to retain agents and officers at the Secret Service. Now they're offering $50,000 bonuses and $40,000 sign-up bonuses and retention bonuses to keep people on board. They're extremely stretched thin and have been since the campaign season. And they're leaving in droves. I'm told to go to the Drug Enforcement Agency, to U.S. Marshals, and surveys have shown that they have one of the lowest morales in all of the federal agencies.
That's terrible. We have to have – it's essential that we've got great people guarding not just the president, but, you know, high levels of people in our government. Susan Crabtree is with us. She's also the author of the book Fool's Gold, which is a must-read book on California. There's an issue in California I wanted to bring up to everybody's attention as well. We actually put the picture on our YouTube so everybody can see it right now. And you tweeted this out earlier today, and follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree. New details about a public California high school. So, Susan, what are we looking at here in this picture?
I hate to put it out there, such a graphic photo, but I wanted to shock the conscious. I wanted to make people aware of what's going on in California public schools. This is a so-called science of BDSM expert, who obviously practices it too, who was invited to speak at a local public high school as part of an LGBTQ plus Pride Week, known as Ally Week, where other people are invited to the cafeteria at lunchtime, all the students, to listen to these speakers. He also is a representative of DAP Health, which is a clinic that performs gender transition surgeries and gender transition medical care on people as young as 16. So this, you know, the parents were deeply, deeply concerned, and they reacted to this. Now, the principal says it's none of his business. He has no obligation to notify the parents or to approve the speakers at this student club on campus. That it's all, they have the right to invite or disinvite. So after the public scrutiny of this, it went viral on social media, one post locally, about 2 months ago in late March. They did disinvite, the club did disinvite that speaker, but there were other speakers from gender transition support services, and one from the Navy that helped servicemen and women gender transition, a counselor, a psychologist, that actually gave out his cell phone number personally to the students to call him with any questions after he coached them on how to qualify and what, you know, what words, buzzwords to use to qualify for gender dysphoria to get these types of surgeries and care.
I'm just, you know, it's the public school system. The reason why I think it's very relevant is in New Jersey, we have an election coming up for governor. Thank God Phil Murphy is term limited, but he ran and said he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. And I was listening to an interview with a guy running for governor by the name of Steve Sweeney. He used to be the Senate president, Democrat, and he was asked a question, you know, do you want to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast? And he said, oh, hell no. The tide has shifted a lot in Democrats in terms of where they wanted to be when they grow up. But it's very obvious that under the surface, they are still trying to push through so much of this wokeism and this ideology in public schools and in colleges. And we're seeing this fight and this battle play out right now. And I think if anybody thinks that the battle is over, no. We could say we've won the battle, but we have not won the war. The war is not over by a little bit. They're still going here, and they're pushing for this. And, you know, it's only because people like you, Susan Crabtree, at Real Clear Politics are exposing this kind of stuff in Ally Week and the other craziness in the schools that we're learning about this stuff. But if we don't pay attention to this, we've got real problems. Now, I want to switch to another California story, and that is regarding Kamala Harris, who may run for president or governor, excuse me. Kamala Harris was directly involved in a cover-up of Joe Biden, as we all know now, who had lost his freaking mind and should have been removed by the 25th Amendment. And as all these stories come out now about how they were going to have the shadow government and they had this shadow government, Susan Crabtree, I got to ask you, I mean, if she runs for governor of California, is she going to be held accountable for this? Because she was under the Constitution. I mean, the vice president is the one who is supposed to assemble the cabinet and have a vote on the 25th Amendment. And if there's no, I mean, this is why there's a 25th Amendment to the Constitution.
Well, I seriously worry about it in California that she will not be held accountable. When she entered the teased about that she may enter the governor's race, other candidates didn't withheld their entry into the race at first. But recently, that's not been the case. We have a lot of Xavier Becerra, who was Biden's HHS secretary. He entered the race. There's the lieutenant governor, Gavin Newsom's lieutenant governor who entered the race. There's the superintendent of schools that actually launched civil rights investigations into school districts that wanted parental notification. He's in the race as well. So you have such a fractured group, such a divided field that only the people with the highest name recognition, including Kamala Harris, could emerge from that field in our jungle primary. And on the Republican side, we are starting to have more candidates. At least two or three are appearing, you know, Steve Hilton and a local sheriff named Chad Bianco. So I am deeply concerned that because the Republican field is divided and there's a crowded Democratic field, that Kamala Harris and maybe even a second Democrat, Katie Porter, former congresswoman who ran for Senate and lost to Adam Schiff, she's also in the mix as well. So it could be Katie Porter and Kamala Harris because they have the top name recognition. I am not putting it past the state's voters not to elect Kamala Harris. So, I'm deeply concerned about this. There are efforts on the Republican side from Richard Grenell, Trump's special envoy, who served as his DNI intelligence director during his first term. He is trying to register California voters that he has identified as conservative, already registered 200,000 in the last cycle, wants to register 400,000 by 2026, so next year, raising a lot of money to do so. So that is the only strategic pathway I feel that anybody has a game plan to respond to, you know, embolden conservative voters in the state, shift the tide red and ensure that Kamala Harris is not elected.
I mean, is it I don't know how it works in the general election. Is it a Democrat versus a Republican in the general election?
No, it's the top two finalists.
So it's two Democrats running against each other, basically.
Usually there's the Republicans try to keep the field down to one Republican so that the Republicans have a chance, because there are quite a few. There's millions of Republicans across the state. So last time when Adam Schiff won, Katie Porter got knocked out, and it was Steve Garvey, the former baseball Hall of Famer, who was the second candidate. But he didn't run a very robust campaign.
Yeah.
So it was Adam Schiff, of course, that won the Senate race.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, you know, Dan Bongino, Akash Patel, the FBI, they're now going to look into the cocaine at the White House, the January 6th pipe bombs, and the leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. Now, I think all these things are great. I hope something comes of this. The January 6th pipe bomb thing is really particularly interesting because about Kamala Harris. I mean, she was in the DNC building that day when they apparently found this pipe bomb, and they never evacuated her, and they never locked down the area. They did nothing around it. So we really need answers around these things.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a big step for transparency to provide some. I think with Dan Bongino and he's actually reported a lot on his podcast before he left for the deputy director of the FBI position. And I think we have some of the same sources because I'm getting the same information that he reported on the cocaine incident. I reported late last year, and I will have more because I have FOIA documents that pertain to the cocaine from the Secret Service, that Kimberly Cheadle, the Secret Service director at the time, She wanted that cocaine evidence destroyed. And she asked people within the Secret Service to destroy it. And some of them resisted and were not promoted, even though one of them was African-American, head of the uniform division. He resisted and said, no, you know, we don't think that following protocol to destroy this evidence. And then someone else who went forward with it and allowed the destruction, because we know from the FOIA documents that the cocaine itself was destroyed, but there are other tubes, they're called, that were containing DNA evidence that were maintained. That's what I think, according to the latest documents I could find and be, that were produced for me. But yes, this is deeply concerning that she, there was some resistance from the Secret Service, but she overruled it. And some of them went ahead with it and have been retaliated against, and some didn't and were promoted.
You know, my theory, Susan, is that the dogs sniffed all the cocaine, and that's why they went crazy and bit all the Secret Service agents. But I can't prove that. But that's the movie I'm making called Cocaine White House Dogs, and it's going to be huge this summer. So
it would be huge. That would go viral, definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, the idea that this cocaine that supposedly a lot of the different changes on where it was found, a lot of different stories about that. I had that explained to me by a knowledgeable Secret Service source that. It seems plausible to me, but so it was found in these cubbies as you enter the West Wing that little low-level staffers or visitors would put in.
Right.
So
right.
I don't, I'm very highly suspect of whatever the Secret Service says about the cocaine incident, because Jill Biden was so close to Kimberly Cheadle, the director at the time, handpicked her. And so they had every, and now we know a lot more about the Jill Biden cover-up of the cognitive disrepair of Biden's lack of cognitive ability. So if she is willing to do that for Joe Biden, what is she willing to do to cover up this cocaine in the White House, working with Kimberly Cheadle, her handpicked director, who also she had got a private sector job at PepsiCo in between her stints at the Secret Service.
You know, I'm before I let you go, let me just say, you know, I'm one of the few people in politics who's never tried cocaine. I was always afraid I'd like it too much and become addicted, because I get addicted to everything. I wouldn't rule out that they maybe put a little in Biden's drink the night of the State of Union address, because the way that guy came out of the gate and then was just, you know, but they clearly did not give it to him the night of the debate. So that's all I'm going to say. And, you know, we can just leave it there. But Susan Crabtree, as always, you are truly one of the best and brightest investigative journalists out there. We are so grateful to have your friendship on this show. So please follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree and get her book, Fool's Gold, if you haven't yet. It's a must read on California with a lot of lessons that we all need to pay attention to. Susan, thank you.
Absolutely, Rich. It's great to be on with you again, as always.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. Grand Hotel, CapeMay.com.
All right, so Minnie, Minnie, who is our great friend, posted a picture of Matt DeSantis. Now, Justin, can we load that into the Zoom?
Already ready to go. There you go.
All right. Can you describe it for us, please?
That would be a picture of one executive producer, Matt DeSantis, urinating on the statue of John Harvard on the Harvard campus.
It is not real, just to be clear.
I think Minnie did a great job, a fantastic job of creating this.
Not real. Can't emphasize that enough. Didn't actually happen. Not something I've done.
Looks real to me.
It doesn't look real.
It looks exactly real. I think that actually took place.
It didn't occur.
Okay. All right. Well, many did a great job.
People do it occasionally. It's part of the tradition for some reason, but not something I ever engaged in.
Okay. I just want to read what she said, because it's very, very important and relevant to this segment of the program. She said the following, and she said, "Rich, maybe do this. Forgive me, Matt. #Zeoli Army." So, well done, Minnie. Well done. Has anybody in the YouTube chat offered up, like, has Newman Price or anybody else offered up another version of Matt DeSantis relieving himself on the actual Harvard mascot?
Don't feel like you have to if you haven't done it already.
I haven't seen anything.
You can just sit this one out.
Or do you think anybody has made a picture of somebody relieving themselves on Matt DeSantis as the Harvard mascot?
That's another thing. Don't feel compelled. Don't have to do it.
Or do.
I think you should feel both compelled and like you have to do it. What, Justin?
I said or do. You have free will if you want to do it. We're not stopping you.
No. In fact, we're encouraging you and asking you, please, from the bottom of our heart, to please do it. Please help.
We're not. We are not. We're asking you from the bottom of our hearts to just pivot to a different topic and let's never discuss this again.
This is the only relevant topic on the show, I think.
When I mentioned it was a tradition that some students engage in, I knew I was going to regret it. I should have just kept the information to myself.
Yeah, and you offered it up and nobody even asked you.
I was just trying to, make the show fun and engaging and provide a little entertainment to the audience. And now I know better. I'm just going to keep my yap shut moving forward.
Keep your Ivy League weirdo stuff to yourself.
I didn't do it. I'm just telling you. Some people at the school do engage in that tradition. Not me personally.
Ivy League weirdos.
I think it's a finals club tradition and I wasn't in a finals club, so.
What is that?
A finals club?
It's
like a frat, basically. Harvard's not allowed to have fraternities, so they have finals clubs instead.
God, you people are
so a bunch
strange.
Of nerds. So instead of partying with girls and hanging out with guys, the nerds get together and all study together. That's their finals club.
No, that's not what the finals club is. There's lots of parties at the finals club. They're incredibly difficult to get into.
Oh, my God. How much Coca-Cola did you consume when you were in college? Did you go crazy that night and crush a six-pack?
I'm sure.
Matt DeSantis. Justin with the funnel with Coca-Cola in it.
Oh, my.
And then getting all loopy and eating a late-night bologna brioche sandwich at Harvard to just help him get through it.
Well, the big finals club is Porcellian, which is the club that Theodore Roosevelt was a member of. And then FDR famously wanted to be a member of that club. And I believe he was on record saying that his greatest disappointment in life was not being accepted. They didn't want him. The finals clubs party all the time. They're not just like sitting in a dorm studying.
We actually have one of the members of the finals club. This is cut 19. Lily Tino, I believe her name is, who posted a video to social media asking for a refund at Disney. I believe she's a member of the finals club at Harvard. Cut 19, please.
That is fancy looking. Cool.
The bottom is from Thailand.
Coconut bread from Thailand.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am. Sorry, my bad. And the middle one is from India. It's the Papadomo de gingerbread chutney.
Okay.
And the third is from Brazil. It's a cheese bread with the guava sauce.
Thank you. It just like totally sucks the joy out of this bread tower. Makes me want to immediately like leave. Because I no longer feel like safe here. It's like, oh, my guard now has to be up. I'm not going to enjoy this bread as much because my guard is up. We should be able to go places and not have to worry. I don't think I really want this bread tower, actually. I think I'd rather have to check if that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the training. We're supposed to say friend or just not use gendered language. It's like a pretty big thing that Disney has done. Nothing was wrong with bread. I just don't want it anymore. Just because they apologize doesn't mean she doesn't feel sad or offended.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? Like, do you accidentally ever hurt someone and say, I'm so sorry, it was an accident? Do you expect them to be like, oh, it was an accident? Of course, no problem whatsoever. All of that hurt is now undone. That's not how it works.
Sorry about what happened.
It's okay. I'd love to pay for the drink, please.
No, the drink is on me too, so.
You don't have, are you sure?
You're good, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so this individual is sitting there with a bunny ears hairband, which I've actually bought for my daughters. With a bow and wearing a dress and earrings, and got upset that somebody referred to him as ma'am. I'm gonna start doing that. Actually, I'm gonna try to get a refund on food. The guy comes over and be like, "How's your steak, sir?" And be like, "How dare you! I need you to take that $95 Wagyu flat iron steak off the bill immediately." How dare you! And we were having such a good night. I just think this person's cheap. That's what I think. That's what I really think. And, of course, it's Disney, so the bread was probably, based on what I paid for an ice cube, was probably about $59 for that thing of Indian bread. So
that's probably true. The food there is outrageous. I got one of those novelty-sized turkey legs when I was there a couple months back. I think it set me back $15, $16 for a turkey leg.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's marginal at best. It's not really that good.
I got to be honest. I enjoyed my turkey leg.
Well, sorry, it's a good turkey leg. Why are you shaking your head? It was a good turkey leg.
Because, again, it's just a freaking weirdo thing to turkey leg. Like, I don't know, it's just weird. I don't know. It's just
tasty.
You know.
Who doesn't like turkey?
Sir, how is your $149 tomahawk steak on the bone, Pittsburgh style, medium rare? Did you call me sir? How dare you? How dare you? I demand you take the steak off my bill immediately and also the 2003 Wright Bank Bordeaux while we're at it, thus saving me $1,500. I think it's going to be my new thing. I like this now. So, thank you, Lily Tino, for inspiring all of us here on the show. All right, as we continue along... I want to tell you about our great friends and sponsors. With all of this terrible, terrible weather we've been having out there, it's really important for you to think about your home. How's your home doing? Well, if you need any work done in your home, Emmons is the place to go. Emmons Roofing and Siding, because you'll have a beautiful roof that will last a lifetime. Literally, it has a lifetime warranty on that roof. And that's what I want you to do today is go to Emmons, EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to your customer satisfaction. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old house. And my wife was thrilled. And that's the best part, because happy wife, happy life. So whether it is CertainTeed siding, Anderson window renewal, replacements, doors, and so much more, Emmons is your go-to shop. And because you can trust them, and you can, because I've used them for 10 years in two different homes, you know the work's going to be done right, it's going to be done on time, it's going to be done on budget, and all those things matter. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? With all this rain and all the weather, and knowing that the big hot summer sun is eventually coming, make sure you get that roof looked at. Emmons will give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get a 10% off inflation relief discount, just like on all their other products as well. Just tell them I sent you. 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners at EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Qualify.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Called The Paper, which is kind of interesting because President Trump is going to be flying into Mifflin, Pennsylvania on Friday for a rally to deal with U.S. Steel, which is now going to be a merger between U.S. Steel and this Japanese company, Nippon. And so this comes at a perfect time that the president will be in Mifflin. And this spinoff is going to take place in Toledo, Ohio, and at least one original cast member will return from the NBC sitcom because Hollywood is really pretty much out of ideas, and so they have to now, you know, try to restart things that worked in the past. And they don't know much about the new show other than, I guess, it's going to kind of have a little bit of at least some of the employees of Dunder Mifflin who will now work at the Truth Teller, which is a fictional newspaper in Toledo, Ohio. And Oscar Nunez is returning as Oscar Martinez, who will now work in the accounting office. So not exactly like, you know, an A-level player from the show. It's not like Jim's back, but the guy who played Jim is now a huge, huge movie star, and he does all kinds of great action movies, so there's no way they were getting him back. And I think Steve Carell just makes so much money now just being the voice of Gru on Despicable Me. Oh, John Krasinski's rumored to be making a cameo on the show. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd probably pay him $10 million to do a cameo. That'll last him like 30 seconds. You know, what about Carell? They say anything about him?
I can't imagine he's coming back. He didn't even do the last season of The Office, so I can't imagine he's coming in to do The Paper.
Yeah, no, and the other thing, too, is that, I mean, those movies, those Despicable Me movies, and there's been four of them, they make so much money. It's ridiculous. And he doesn't need to do anything other than go to a studio, read some voice lines in a funny accent, and just get a gajillion dollars. So, you know, I mean, good for him. Great. Good for him. But so there you go. The president will be coming to Mifflin, PA. And I guess that's where they got the name Dunder Mifflin. I think they've took part of it from that. And I guess I'm assuming there's a Dunder, PA. I'm guessing. I don't know. So Mifflin, and then Dunder Mifflin, guessing. Because I just got the guidance from the White House press office about the president's arrival in Pennsylvania, which will be happening on Friday. So if you're interested in that, I can share it with you because they have us on all of their guidance for President Donald J. Trump's Air Force One arrival in West Mifflin, PA, and that's going to be Friday, May 30th at 4:35 p.m. I don't know where that is. I mean, it's outside of Pittsburgh, obviously, so probably like 4 or 5 hours from here, but there you go. Now, one of the things about the corporate mainstream media in these days is they hated Elon Musk. They loved Elon Musk, and they hated Elon Musk. And now they love Elon Musk again because Elon Musk is not happy with the One Big Beautiful Bill. So our friends over at Newsbusters put this together for us. They have found now that ABC News has this new strange respect for Elon Musk after trashing him for months and months and months and watching his people set Teslas on fire and firebomb Tesla dealerships and everything else. So this is part number one from our friends at the Media Research Center, which is cut number two.
President Trump has been adamant he wants Republicans united behind his mega bill, full of a laundry list of campaign promises. But one top ally is still not on board this morning, Elon Musk. Overnight, President Trump's biggest ally coming out against his recent legislative victory.
I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it. And undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
Billionaire Elon Musk, who pledged to take a step back from politics, slamming the president's bill, which was pushed through the Republican-led House.
On this vote?
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it can be both. My personal opinion.
For days, Musk has hinted at his discontent with the GOP bill, but his latest comments underscoring division within the Republican Party over their own signature legislation. The massive budget bill includes billions to renew construction of the border wall, along with billions more for defense spending and an extension of Trump's 2017 tax cuts, which government estimates find will increase the deficit by more than $4 trillion over 10 years. But the bill also makes significant cuts, slashing SNAP food assistance and making changes to Medicaid that could lead to more than 8 million Americans losing their insurance, according to early estimates. Now, Trump's massive legislative package is now in the hands of the Senate, where Republicans are expected to make significant changes and then send it back to the House. So the GOP infighting over this bill is far from over.
Giddy! This is so fun. Except you heard Ron Johnson say they're not going to cut Medicaid and they're not going to cut Medicare and they're not going to cut Social Security. They're not going to do those things. So that's that. But I find it funny how now all of a sudden all of a sudden now they love Elon Musk. You know what I mean? Like it's really adorable. Here's part two from that CBS News as they find how Elon Musk is now some sort of a hero. Cut three.
The president is now facing criticism from an unexpected source, billionaire Elon Musk. Musk, the Doge chief who was tasked with slashing the federal government, is critical of the president's so-called big, beautiful spending bill.
Now, the Media Research Center did some analysis of this, and you'll find this very, very interesting. Up until this moment, the coverage by ABC, CBS, and NBC of Elon Musk's Doge was 97% negative. 97% negative. So if you're wondering why everybody hated Elon Musk, the guy who made the electric car palatable to the masses and literally made the electric car affordable to the masses, really, when they loved him, they loved the guy and then they hated the guy. And Doge, 97% coverage was negative. So as you can see now, as this new love affair with Elon Musk, all he has to do, all anybody has to do is disagree with the president. This is from NBC News now. Cut four.
Also putting some distance between himself and President Trump. Musk speaking out about his time leading the Department of Government Efficiency, criticizing the president's new spending bill.
So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it. And undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
President Trump's been pushing Congress to pass what he calls the One Big Beautiful Bill, which includes cuts to programs like Medicaid, but boosts spending in areas like defense.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it can be both.
Musk has been a top Trump ally.
He's an exceptional guy.
Regularly by the president's side, appearing at cabinet meetings, all while his Doge team overhauled the federal government. But Musk now tells the Washington Post that, quote, Doge is just becoming the whipping boy for everything, and saying that changing D.C. is an uphill battle.
Look at that. By the way, congratulations to our buddy, Dr. E.J. Antoti. He was just named by the Heritage Foundation. This is a very, very big deal because he's not only a local guy, but he's our official economist of the show. He's now named the chief economist of the Heritage Foundation. They promoted him to chief economist He previously served as a research fellow, so this is huge. We'll get him on the show tomorrow to take a victory lap, but good for him and great. He's been a terrific friend of the show. And, hey, we love it when a local boy does good. Local guy does good. Local man does good. Whatever. You know who's a lunatic is this woman who wants to blow up the Kennedy Center. And she's nuts. I mean, these people are insane. And the tolerant left never learns. And obviously, I'm being sarcastic when I say the tolerant left, because there's nothing tolerant about these people. But they are crazy. This is a 3-time Tony Award winning Broadway star named Patti LuPone, famed for her roles in Evita and Gypsy and a number of other things that you and I will never go see because these things are all way too freaking expensive. Heck, going to the movies is too expensive, let alone go to see these Broadway shows. But nevertheless, cut 21.
Why should President Trump come see your show?
Well, I hope he doesn't, because I won't perform if he does.
Really?
Really.
Tell me why.
Because I hate the mother. How's that?
Wow. Wow. She's very, very tolerant. Really, the civility. You got to love the civility. And former Republican National Chairman Michael Steele. It's hard to both say those words. Former Republican National Chairman Michael Steele on MSNBC. But hey, look, you know, the guy's got to make a living. So there you go. Probably a smart decision by the overlords at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD not to hire him years ago when he was auditioning for Afternoon Drive and to go with me instead. Not right away. Obviously, they would make other stupid hires before they went with me. But this is cut number 10, as he talks about the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Cut 10.
Could you explain or maybe express how is this different? Because I've been thinking about this case in particular, but some of the others that are very similarly situated. How is this different from when Putin grabs a journalist or rogue group in the Middle East grabs an American and we're sitting here fighting to try to get them back? Our own government did this.
Mm-hmm.
Our own government snatched him up and put him in harm's way and now refuses to do what it must do and should do to get him back home. Is there any difference in your view as a member of Congress when, you know, you're sitting here and you're getting intel and information on individuals around the globe who've been taken by, taken hostage by groups and organizations and all this energy to try to get them back? I find we're doing the exact same thing here in the U.S. now.
Yeah, we
with our own government. We're petitioning our government to stop seizing people and grabbing them off the streets and putting them in foreign prisons.
Yeah.
This is the part that's killing me.
And don't forget the Venezuela.
All right, let's kind of try to unpack that insanity for a moment. First of all, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is not our own citizen. That's number one. Number two, we didn't just grab him off the street. He was ordered by a judge to be deported after going through multiple due process hearings. The only issue is where they sent him, because he claimed that he could not go to El Salvador because he was afraid of this rival gang. And they sent him there. That's the only issue. We did not just pick up a random person on the street. We didn't kidnap him. We didn't just send him to a prison. And he's not one of ours. He's actually one of theirs. In other words, he's back in the country from whence he came, which is El Salvador. But listen, you got to ratchet up the crazy on MSNBC. Otherwise, they're not going to ask you back on. That's the bottom line. They're not going to ask you back. If you don't ratchet up the crazy, you're going to be a one and done. You know what I mean? So, and then once you get on there regularly, you got to really play up the crazy a lot. Because otherwise, well, then, you know, like Frank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device. Plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fugazi. Well, his name is Fugliese, but I'd say it's Fugazi. He's a former FBI guy. And Alicia Menendez, the daughter of convicted felon Bob Menendez. Alicia Menendez asked Frank Fugazi about the fact that the FBI is now going to investigate the White House cocaine and the January 6 bombs and the Dobbs decision. And Frank Fugazi, because he's a Fugazi, he's not happy with this. Cut 11.
And now we are learning, this is a headline from yesterday about your institution, the FBI. FBI Deputy Director says the Bureau will pour resources into cases including Supreme Court leak and cocaine at the White House. Frank Fugazi, the fact that this is their priority, what does that tell you? And what is the cost of the FBI asking to be spend its resources on cocaine at the White House, on the Supreme Court leak? What is going to be lost in that redirection?
So at face value, of course, people catching this quickly in the evening news with their lives going on around them, they may say, what's wrong with that? We all want this solved. Let's get to it. Let's figure out whose cocaine it was at the White House. Let's solve the pipe bombs placed on the night of January 5th. Let's figure out who leaked the Dobbs draft from the Supreme Court. Sure, but you've got to understand, as you said first, what's not getting done in the FBI's national security priorities, public corruption, organized crime, violent gangs, number one. Number two, what's really behind all of this posturing by the deputy director of the FBI? He's got to make good on the promises that Kash Patel, the director, and himself made in their podcasts, their books, their public appearances, where they said, I believe in the following conspiracies. I believe the FBI is hiding who the pipe bomber is. I believe that some liberal Democrat leaked the Dobbs draft out of the Supreme Court.
Right. And that's what they're going to find out. Right. Exactly. That's exactly the point. So what are you outraged about exactly? I don't understand. They said they want to do these things. They want to find out who leaked the Supreme Court. It was obviously a wacko lefty who worked for the court. And they want to find out there was cocaine in the White House. They'd like to get to the bottom of that. Good. I'd like to know if the former president was on it. And also, yeah, the pipe bombs around January 6th, were they planted? Were they real? And if they were, why was the vice president-elect of the United States not evacuated? Yeah, I think these are all priorities, actually. And they're also going after gangs and illegal immigrants and doing all those things. So I don't really understand what you're outraged about. I really can't figure it out. I'm trying, but all right. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. It's now memory season. Johnny Cook has lost his, but we still have ours. So we're going to make new memories this summer. So make sure you have that perfect smile that you deserve by going to see Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams. And we got a lot more to come. We got a whole hour still ahead, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.